The Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka. Chapter 1. A Strange Morning Discovery. Gregor Samsa, a travelling salesman in Prague, always took the 5 o'clock train to work. For 5 years he was never late, because he was afraid of losing his job. Gregor always worked hard and provided money for his family to live very comfortably. But one rainy morning, he woke up and saw that it was 6:30 on his bedroom clock. He tried to get out of bed, but he couldn't. He was shocked to discover that he was now a giant insect, a cockroach. Paralyzed by fear, he lay back on his hard shell and kicked his thin legs in the air. "I'm a giant insect, as big as a man," he thought. "What's happened to me? Am I dreaming?" At that moment, Gregor's mother knocked on the door. "Gregor, are you in there?" she shouted.
"Yes, I'm here,"
Gregor answered, but his voice did not sound human. Strange sounds came from his mouth. He was horrified at the change in his voice.
"Are you okay?" Mrs. Samsa asked. "You sound very strange."
Gregor was scared to answer.
"Gregor, why are you still here?"
Gregor's father shouted.
"It's already 6:35.
Gregor tried to move from the bed, but he couldn't. After rolling backwards and forwards on his back, he fell onto the floor. He was not hurt, but he was still stuck on his back. Next came Gregor's sister, Greta. She knocked softly on the door.
"Gregor, I'm worried about you," she said. "What's happening? You're late for work."
Gregor did not want to answer. He knew that if he spoke in his insect voice, he would scare her. He really wanted to get dressed and have breakfast. Then he would think about what to do. With great difficulty, he turned his body until he stood on his 6 cockroach legs. The doorbell rang suddenly, and somebody opened the door. Gregor heard his boss's voice.
"What's happened to your son?" he asked. "He's late for work."
"He's not feeling well today, Mr. Kral," Mrs. Samsa said.
"Gregor!" shouted Mr. Samsa. "Your boss is here."
"I know, but I can't see him,"
whispered Gregor to himself. Want the others to hear him.
"Mr. Kral mustn't see me like this."
"Gregor, come out immediately," said Mr. Kral. "I must talk to you."
Gregor leaned against the door and tried to open it with his body. It was very difficult without any arms.
"Mr. Kral, I beg your pardon," he shouted. "I wanted to get to work, but I feel strange today."
"Did you hear that strange sound?" Mr. Kral asked.
They all approached the door quietly.
"Look, Gregor, I wanted to talk to you in private, but now I must speak in front of everyone," said the boss. "I'm afraid your job is in danger. Even though it is a slow time of year for sales, your sales are too low."
Gregor tried to speak normally, but that was quite impossible, because his words came out in his squeaky insect voice.
"Mr. Kral, please believe me. I've tried hard day after day, week after week, but I promise I'll make more sales and do better."
"Why are you speaking in that ridiculous voice?" Mr. Kral asked. "Are you making fun of me?" If you don't come out this minute, you will lose your job for sure."
Gregor wanted to answer his boss, but he did not trust his own speech.
"He must be feeling horrible if he doesn't answer you," Mrs. Samsa said. "Greta, go and call the doctor. Then get the locksmith so we can open Gregor's door."
Gregor was happy that the doctor and the locksmith would come to help. He felt that he was a part of his family again. He coughed loudly and noticed that even his cough did not sound human. He used all of his strength to push himself upon the door. He wanted to turn the key in the door with his teeth, but he didn't have any teeth. However, his jaws were strong enough to turn the key. The lock clicked, and the door opened. Gregor stood in the doorway and looked at everybody.
"Oh!"
Mr. Krell shouted.
"What is that?"
Mr. Krell looked at Gregor with a disgusted, terrified expression. Then he ran to the front door, opened it, and ran outside into the heavy rain without his hat and umbrella.
"Wait!"
called Gregor.
"Don't fire me, Mr. Krell!"
And he fell forward and landed on his legs. It seemed like a miracle that his legs quickly took him to the front door. But his father got there first and shut the door loudly. Mr. Samsa then took Mr. Krell's umbrella and waved it at his son, driving him back to his room. Gregor turned around and squeezed into his room with difficulty. Mr. Samsa took the key from the door and locked it from the outside.
"You stay in there, you terrible creature!" he shouted. "I don't know who you are, but you're certainly not my son!"
Gregor lay in the darkness for some time, trying to understand his new situation. Finally, he closed his eyes and went to sleep.